Have you ever heard about the Lemony Diet or the Master Cleanse? Welcome to Holistic Hope, the podcast show that uncovers the secrets to health that you've been searching for. I'm your host, Amanda Cuter. Well, today I have a super special treat for you. I am here with Tom Woloshin, who is the author of the Complete Master Cleanse. And I'm excited to teach you about how I learned about Tom, this program, how many times I've done it, what it's done for me. And a lot of people have a lot of questions about this. So welcome to the show, Tom.
Well, thank you so much, Amanda. It's a pleasure. We were just talking earlier before it started. We met in Australia and I don't remember everybody that I treat. It's become a blur. And so it's all coming back. So it's been a real sort of surprise. And it's nice to run into you again this way. You know, it's been a long time.
It is. Yeah. So 2012, if you listen to my first episode about how my health journey started, you would have heard that it started by having essential oils introduced to me. They were starting to make dramatic changes in my life. And so I was going to every event I could possibly find at the time to learn as much as I could about essential oils. An event came up and there was a international speaker from Canada, and I was so excited. I'm like, oh, this person is going to teach me lots about essential oils. And it was Tom. He came out on stage and he started talking about a detox, and I thought I was in the wrong room, signed up to the wrong event. But I was really intrigued on what you had to say that night, Tom, about this 10-day master cleanse. And for people who have never heard about this before, can you give us an introduction?
Okay, it was the master cleanse, or it was originally called the Lemonade Diet. It was developed by Stanley Burroughs, the man who wrote the book Healing for the Age of Enlightenment. Oh, I have a hard copy of his book. You probably have a soft copy there. And he started healing with color therapy, and that's why that sort of rainbow and six-pointed stars there. So about 1925 or 26, Stanley Burroughs was taught color therapy by Dinshaw Gadali. And color therapy worked amazingly well. His first client was somebody who'd been paralyzed. It was his booking agent. He did some stuff on vaudeville, and he was paralyzed on the one side of his body from a stroke. And that had just happened. And he brought the color lamp and started treating him. And within a week, he was up walking. Wow. And his first paying client was a woman who had contracted syphilis at the time. This is 1925, 1926, before antibiotics. And he said, I will charge you $25 if it works. And within 2 weeks, her syphilis was gone with color therapy. However, color therapy didn't work that well for ulcers, stomach ulcers. It would often take up to 6 months for a stomach ulcer. Syphilis in 2 weeks, you know, a brain, well, aneurysm that burst or whatever, and, you know, being paralyzed in a week was gone. And, you know, an ulcer taking up to 6 months. So he would think about, what can I do? What can I do? What can I do to heal this? And one day he lived in Hawaii at the time, and he was eating his supper, and he got this, what he called divine inspiration: maple syrup, lemon juice, cayenne pepper, water. As a drink with the quantities, and you take a laxative twice a day. And 5 minutes later, there's a knock on his door. And there was this man who was, he said, I've been referred to you. I've just come from my doctor and I have my x-ray here. And they say that if I don't have surgery immediately, I've only got 10 days to live. Somebody suggested I come to see you. And so he said, can you help me? And Stanley said, yeah, I think so. And he handed him this piece of paper. He had just written this down. And this man looked at it and he said, lemon juice? Cayenne pepper? He said, no, I can't do this. He said, my doctors have told me no lemon juice, no cayenne pepper ever. And Stanley said, well, how long have you had your ulcer? And this man said, for 3 years. He said, in 3 years, have you ever had cayenne pepper? No. Have you ever had lemon juice? He said, no, never. He said, in 3 years, did your ulcer get better? Or did it get worse? Well, he said, oh, it's worse. I'm dying. He said, well, maybe the two things you needed to do were cayenne pepper and lemon. So this man said, well, this makes sense. It's logical. Okay, I'll do it, but I know it'll be painful. Stanley was actually, I was at his house as he was telling me the story. It's written up in his book, but he said, 5 days later, the man shows up and says, no pain yet, but any day now. And then day 10, this man shows up with a second x-ray in his hand. His ulcer is gone. So for many years, it was used to just treat ulcers, but there were all of these side effects. People's allergies would go away. Their headaches would go away. Their digestion would improve. They had more energy. They slept better. Aches and pains are, you know, all of this, you know, was happening. And it wasn't until, I don't know, I have an early, I have it right here, copy of Stanley's work from 1954. And in this book, it's called The Lemonade Diet. And then in 1976, this is over 20 years later, it's called The Master Cleanser. So, which is he realized at some point between these two copies that it wasn't just exclusive to ulcers, it's inclusive to the whole body. And it's based on the principle there's really only one disease, toxemia, the accumulation of wastes, toxins, or poisons that create the myriad of thousands of symptoms that doctors treat and diagnose. Cancer is not a problem, it's a symptom. Diabetes is not a problem, it's a symptom. A cold is not a problem, it's a symptom. And so the idea is to treat the underlying cause. So if your body's toxic, it will respond by creating symptoms to alert you to the problem so that you do something. Having a pain, like a headache, is not a deficiency of aspirin. It means you got a problem, you know, and you got to deal with it. So I was introduced to the cleanse in 1979, and I did it to prove it would not work. It sounded absurd, treat cancer, I go, why don't doctors use this? I was very naive at the time. And I did the cleanse for 10 days, and it changed my life. It was about 7 months later, my teacher showed up, and I went to hear him speak like you went to hear me speak. And he was saying all this stuff, and I was one of the people that he demonstrated upon. At the time, I was 24 and was told I needed fusions in two places in my neck, C3 and 4 and C6 and 7, because I had a lot of headaches and neck and shoulder pain from injuries. And he worked on me for like 10 seconds. And from that point on, I didn't see a doctor for about 43 years. I went 43 years, but I've also done the Master Cleanse almost, probably I'm approaching 2,000 days since 1979. Wow. So that was kind of how this thing works. And I mean, we, you know, people are going, well, how can that work?
I like how you said the first time you did it, it absolutely changed your life. And that was my experience. So I heard you talk about it. I booked in for a private session with you for the Vitaflex technique, which hopefully we get a chance to talk about. And then that night you had a masterclass on the Master Cleanse. I was so new to this world of healing naturally because I was very much indoctrinated by Western medicine. Yep. My dad had 2 kidney transplants. I, you know, grew up watching him taking a dozen pills for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, thinking that's what health was. So when you were talking about the Master Cleanse and it very much opened up my mind. I must have definitely had been ready to hear that information at that time. And the next day, I started it. I do make that little disclaimer. I failed the first night. I started eating potato chips. And then the Sunday, I had a really good talk to myself. And I restarted it on the Sunday. I successfully completed the 10 days, and I like how you mentioned energy because I think that was the first time in my life at the age of 29 that I actually understood what real energy was.
Oh.
I had more energy than I knew what to do with. My apartment was completely spotless. Yes. by the end of those 10 days. Yeah. And I had more mental clarity that I didn't even know existed, actually.
Oh, I could tell you many stories that did fall into this same sort of pattern that you're describing.
Yeah, and I really want to talk about how the gut, what you mentioned, with the toxicity cleaning out parasites?
Well, one of the things that I can start with is, how does the cleanse work? Like, people say it's just maple syrup, lemon juice, cayenne pepper, and water. What's the deal here?
Right.
Well, Stanley Burroughs and many other people in this part of the, you know, alternative or holistic healing believe that, you know, all disease is one and the same thing. It's toxicity. It's all the same for everybody, in that we poison ourselves through our diet, our lifestyle, our lack of exercise, not sleeping, what all, you know, environmental exposures. And it's unique to us, the way we do it to ourselves. You know, like, I might eat too many potato chips, and you might eat too many burgers, and somebody else might drink too many beer, and et cetera, or somebody not eating enough of the right things. But the end result is always the same. Our body becomes burdened with this excess waste that the body can't deal with properly. So most of it's from eating foods that leave acidity in the body. And this acidity in the body then starts to create inflammation, which will create pain and thousands of other, you know, symptoms that may show up, including Alzheimer's. So the cleanse lemon is an acid food, but it's actually alkalizing. Once you drink it, it alkalizes the body. It brings down the acidity, brings the acidity level up to the alkalinity side. I had a naturopath who wrote to me, and he was testing his pH just with saliva and urine every morning, which gives you a general idea of what's going on. And his pH was 6.5 on a regular basis for some time. And he goes on the Master Cleanse for 10 days. And he says, my pH was now on the cleanse 6.0. And when I tell this to people, they go, oh, it's 6.0. He's getting worse. I went, no, he's getting better. What do you mean? I said, well, he's 6.0 on the cleanse. I said, and after 10 days of the Master Cleanse, and he went back to eating and continuing to test his pH, he was now 7.0.
Wow.
So he went from 6.5 to 6, dumping acidity. Mm-hmm. The acidity was coming out. And then when he went back to eating and the testing again, he had now jumped up a half a point, because he lost a half a point of acidity dumping it. So he was dumping that 6.0. In fact, I was reading about when people, for example, have cancer. Now, our normal pH level is, if we're healthy, should be between about 7.3 and 7.4 on the pH scale. So we're on the alkaline side. And when we have cancer, your pH can drop to as low as 4.3 or lower into the acidity side. So you're now 1,000 times more acidic than you're supposed to be. Not three times. From 7.3 to 6.3 is 10 times more acid. 6.3 to 5.3 is 10 times 10. You're 100 times more acidic. When you go to 4.3, you're 10 times 10 times 10. You're 1,000 times more acidic. And so lemon helps to break up and loosen that and neutralize that stuff. So that when you go on the cleanse, my first cleanse, geez, going to get into some stuff here, and I was I'm the absolute skeptic, and I would get up from the toilet and I would have cramping, and I'd almost have tears running, and I'd get up from the toilet and look back there and go, what the is that? I passed probably 4 or 5 pounds of dark slimy mucus. I used to drink 40 ounces, more than a liter of milk, every day of my life. I ate meat 2 or 3 times a day. So I was poisoning myself with this very, very over-acidic condition. I had arthritis in my neck. I'm 24. I'm afraid I'm getting old. Well, I do those 10 days, and it's just like the light came on and went, you don't need to do this to yourself. I drank some milk and went, ugh, I don't want to feel that way again. I ate some meat and I went, ugh, I don't want to eat that, you know, feel that way. So I became vegan at that point, virtually overnight. The complete skeptic is now on the on the pulpit. Stop eating your crap.
Right.
And so I've known many people, and I, you know, people used to say, I'm not here to be a vegetarian. I said, I'm not here to make you a vegetarian. I'm here to just help you get well. I should make a point that I've never healed anybody but myself. I advise, consult, and support people in their own natural healing process. And hopefully, you know, take most of the guidance that I offer through my own experience and the thousands of people that I've worked with. So the cleanse is to hydrate your body, break up and loosen this waste. You know, like I said, 4 or 5 pounds of, Like when people do the cleanse, I've had people call me up because my phone number is in the back of my book and they're frightened. And I go, what's up? Well, I looked in the toilet after I got up and I went, yeah, isn't that frightening? I said, and they go, how can you be healthy with that in your body? I said, you can't. That's why you're doing this. You're getting this, be blunt here if I can say, you're getting this shit out of your body that's been residing there for weeks, months, more like decades, you know. And when that happens, all of a sudden you go, I feel like a new person. And you are, in a sense, because you've dropped stuff that has been poisoning your body for years. So that's, you know, I could, my book goes into a lot more detail than this. And for any of you people who are skeptical, I really don't care. And I would love you to prove me wrong. And just like I did, you just do it, just like you did, Amanda. You did the cleanse and you had your own experience. And you go, I'm doing self-science here. And it worked for me.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned about the lemon with it, the acidity and the alkalining. Why the maple syrup?
Well, interestingly enough, there's been a few, there was a study came out a year ago, but there's other studies before this. Maple syrup, they found to be anti-cancerous, anti-diabetic, anti-Alzheimer's, reduces high blood pressure, some other stuff. It, maple syrup, they said, has 44 antioxidants that are found in it, and 8 or 9 of them are unique to maple syrup. Very high in trace minerals. This study that was done in Canada, they made people consume 4 ounces of maple syrup a day. I think they had to stop their other sugars. And 4 ounces of maple syrup a day, and their health improved dramatically. I mean, when I say dramatically, on my website, thecompletemastercleanse.com, there are testimonials, and there's a woman who, out of the Philippines, I think it is, her mother had severe Alzheimer's. In 12 days of the cleanse and using essential oils and color therapy, functions normally. She had only spoken one sentence repeatedly for years, had not walked or talked other than that one phrase. And in 12 days, she was up walking and talking.
That's amazing.
With her mind back. I have another woman who said her 80-year-old mother did the cleanse for 10 days and said she can take care of herself now. She she can drive, she can play cards, count in her head. She said, all my siblings said it's like she got 10 years younger in 10 days of doing the cleanse.
It's because awesome.
I was going to say one more thing about Alzheimer's. The Mayo Clinic has now said Alzheimer's is just diabetes of the brain. And the Master Cleanse heals diabetes. So if it in the body, so if it can do it in the body, why can't it do the brain?
Yeah, no, it's interesting. I, doing the Master Cleanse was the first time I had actually ever purchased pure maple syrup.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a big thing in Australia. And so since learning about maple syrup from you, I went home and threw every other form of sugar out of my house, and I only use maple syrup now. It's amazing. I love everything about it.
In fact, geez, I told my wife to go pick up 24 liters of it today. There is a bit of a shortage, and I buy it from Costco, and it's already gone up $1. But within the next year it'll be another $4 or $5 a liter, and one of my children drinks lemonade every day, and we do the cleanse regularly and stuff. So as I said, there's this last crop year, there's a shortage. In fact, I saw some numbers yesterday, and that's why I said go out and buy a bunch, that there's less than 1 million liters in storage in Quebec, and they tend to have several millions on hand from year to year. And there was some Canadian who got into a maple syrup warehouse and pilfered millions of liters and sold it off and filled the drums full of water. And so this repository of maple syrup that had millions of liters now had millions of liters of water in these barrels. And yeah, he got caught and was charged and probably in jail now or whatever. But so there's, you know, maple syrup, partly because of global warming, production has gone down, and they're starting weeks earlier. Like this year, they started 2 weeks early, and the season is determined by, you want to have cold nights and warm days, and that makes the tree produce lots of sap. But if you don't get these you know, you might have warm days, and if you have warm nights, you don't get maple sap. And it takes about 40 liters of maple sap to make 1 liter of maple syrup.
Yes, when my mum and I were purchasing it in Australia, I think that was the second time we did the Master Cleanse, and we were trying to find how we could buy it in bulk, and we're like, why is this so expensive? You know, especially shipping it to Australia.
Yes,
from,
yes.
From Canada. And so I went on YouTube and I looked up the production of maple syrup. So if you're outraged by the cost of maple syrup, go look at what it takes to make pure maple syrup, and then hopefully you'll come back with a new appreciation for it.
Yeah. Well, because the cost of energy has gone up, and they have to boil it off. However, they're doing other things to reduce costs of producing it. And it's actually fairly widely monitored production of maple syrup, that there, it isn't adulterated or faked or whatever. You know, I met actually a man several years ago who, that was his job, is that he went from farm to farm to farm and to teach farmers more about maple syrup and its production, and to make sure that they were doing proper extraction techniques and stuff.
I get the question often when I'm talking to people about the Master Cleanse on how do they find, because I think there used to be a grade of maple syrup, and I think they went away with that grade.
Yeah, so years ago when I lived in Toronto, and there's maple production in Ontario, but Quebec is does the most in Canada. Okay. And I used to distribute, I would sell it in bulk. And so there was grade A, grade B, and grade C. And grade A is your first run of the season, and it's lighter in color. Then you have your B run, and then you have your C run, and your C run is quite dark and more, as they say, robust in flavor. And as the season extends, it gets darker and darker, which generally means it has a higher mineral content. So when I lived there, grade A was $20 a liter, grade B was $15 a liter, and grade C was $10 a liter. Well, everybody, you know, that I talked to, they said, just buy C because it works the best. So this A, B, and C, people got the thought then grade C was the lowest grade. But it was just because of white sugar being white, and grade A was the lightest, closest to white. I believe that's the whole thing. And so they changed the grading system because it costs just as much money to produce grade C as it does grade A. Mm. So they just went away with A, B, and C and went to number one light, number two medium, and number two dark.
Okay.
And I've actually seen at times where grade C, formerly grade C, costing more money than grade A, because I believe so many people buying it for the Master Cleanse and people going out and buying, you know, the grade C or the number two amber. Now, when I buy mine at Costco, and interestingly enough, the person I used to buy my maple syrup from in bulk was a farmer out of Quebec, and I don't think he's alive anymore. In fact, he had me come and do a TV interview for South Korean TV to talk about the Master Cleanse, because he was importing maple syrup into Korea, and I was getting people to do the cleanse to consume maple syrup and stuff. And so I would buy that maple syrup. Well, I found out, like in the last year or two, that the maple syrup I buy from Costco, same company.
Oh.
And so it's Quebec maple syrup, this particular company. But it's like $16 a liter. When you go in a grocery store, it'll typically anywhere from $25 to over $30 sometimes. And as I said, that it went from $15 a liter to $16 just in the last couple of weeks. And that's why I said to my wife that we need to buy a bunch, because I don't want to be caught without maple syrup. However, if you can get raw mm-hmm. cane sugar, you can make your own cane syrup, and you can use that on the Master Cleanse.
Okay, interesting. I would never have thought to have used... I have a little hate for cane sugar. I find when I consume cane sugar, it does not do well for my mental state.
Just wait, are you talking raw cane sugar or white cane sugar?
Well, it's probably brown. I'm not sure,
okay,
but
so
I don't
brown
like
sugar,
any form.
Okay, so brown sugar is white sugar with a bit of molasses added to it.
Oh,
it's poison.
Tricky.
So yeah, probably... you need to buy raw, unadulterated. With, it's just like maple syrup. All they do is they take the cane juice mm-hmm. and they boil it off. Yeah. In fact, I had a client who, she was a student at university, and she, I was getting her set up to go on the cleanse, and she said, you know, I have to defend my thesis on 17 days. I said, you can go on the cleanse for 10 days, come off for 3 days, and then you're fine. So she goes on the cleanse. Well, she loves it. She does her defense of her thesis to, you know, for this, like her a major paper, and I think to graduate. And she had no problem whatsoever, because your mind is usually keener on the master cleanse and clearer. Yeah. And then she went from there to Jamaica, and she spent some time there. And when she came back, she said, I went to Jamaica, and because I had learned this, and you can take freshly squeezed cane juice, mix lemon. She was getting fresh limes off the tree, uh-huh. freshly squeezed, you know, they take cane and they run it through a press and squeeze off the juice. And there were cayenne pepper out of the garden, and making cayenne pepper from that. And she continued to do the cleanse for 30 days that way. And I just went, oh, I'm jealous. That was like freshly pressed cane. Like I love, like I buy sugar cane and then trim it off and cut it into pieces and let, you know, I'll chew it up and take, you know, you can press it yourself, but it's difficult. I really like sugar cane in its pure form, but yeah, you know, brown sugar, no, you got to get, you know, it has to say raw. And it doesn't mean it hasn't been cooked. It means it hasn't been processed. Everything that was there originally is still there, just in concentration. Yeah, and that's what maple, same with maple sap. They just concentrate. Maple sap is probably, it's about 97.5% water. Maple syrup is about 33% water. So that's why they have to boil that down and extract the water one way or another to get to your syrup. Maple syrup is like 67% sugar and 33% water. It has to be within 1% of those numbers to be accurate and be able to. If you don't have it quite right, it won't properly store. It will go bad on you. So that's why it has to be very, very accurate when they do that.
And I want to move us along, Tom. Why cayenne pepper?
Well, cayenne pepper is high in what's called capsaicin. And it's the thing that feels hot. Well, what it does is this capsaicin fits into the receptor sites in your body that signal heat, like you're being burned. So it's like I'm on. So when you take capsaicin and it's really concentrated, your body interprets it, you're on fire. And of course you're not on fire, but you're getting that burning sensation and you get hot and sweat. So cayenne is a stimulant. It raises a metabolic rate. It breaks up and loosens mucus in your body. Remember I said I passed 4 or 5 pounds?
Yes.
I was taking a lot of cayenne pepper. So it works synergistically with the lemon to make lemon work better. Lemon is a natural cleanser to the body. Mm-hmm. It breaks up mucus, grease, and grime, and just unhealthy cells and tissues that are decaying in the body. It naturally breaks that up. Cayenne just makes it work more effectively. Cayenne also thins the blood. People go, you want thin blood? Yeah. You want thick blood? No. That's how you. That's heart disease. That's having strokes, heart attack, thick blood. You want thin blood. You want rich blood, in a sense. I'll tell you a story. I have a client, and she was on one of my group cleanses, and on day 8 or 9, she had a blood test. She hadn't taken any of her supplements the whole time, and that she got the highest reading of iron and B12. Wow. While on the master cleanse without taking either of those supplements.
That's amazing. And that might have been how I got over my iron deficiency. I had a really bad iron deficiency master cleanse. So that makes sense.
That's what it does. Yeah.
Yeah. And I met you in 2012. I did it the next day after the class. And I've done it every year for 12 years. Actually, last year I did it twice. I did skip 2020 because that was already... enough year for most people. And my holistic doctor had me on a different program, cutting out food sensitivities, because all of a sudden moving from Australia to the US, I was diagnosed with Hashimoto's, which runs in my family. So what can the Master Cleanse do when it comes to autoimmune deficiency my first?
Completely reverse it. You know, with Hashimoto's, you need to do probably 3, 4, 5 in succession to fix the thyroid. I just saw a doctor, I was watching him 2 days ago, talking about, well, I had a woman in my, I'm jumping around in my cleanse group, and she went on a rant about iodine. And I think she had breast cancer, and she's a Young Living member, and she takes mega doses of 3 different types of iodine, and she healed herself of her breast cancer and stuff. And she, you know, when I say she went on a rant, it was like, take over here. And I learned, and every cell in your body has a receptor site for iodine. Anyways, this doctor is saying, you know, why does, you know, when, you know, your iodine hormone, whatever it is, I don't know the name of it, when it comes to the cell to activate the cell to do something, why doesn't that happen? And he said, well, I've got it all figured out. It's just inflammation. It's inflammation. Well, the Master Cleanse reverses inflammation.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing it does. It does it so effectively if you do the cleanse right. And we need to talk about that. So with I'll tell you a story. My daughter, when she was my oldest daughter, she was 16 at the time. I was divorced from her mother, and her mother called me, and she's a lawyer. She said, I got to be in court today, and you've got to take Dia to the endocrinologist because she's having hot flashes. And I went, what? So I take my daughter to the doctor. We go into the office, and it's a woman, and she opens up the file and said, well, we've done a hormonal panel on your daughter, and everything is normal. And all of a sudden I get a tap on my thigh, and it's my 16-year-old right next to me on my right. She goes, Dad, I'm having a hot flash. And she is, if I can find a color, she is like the color of a beet in her face. She is completely red and just flushed. And I stood up and I said to the doctor, I said, thank you, doctor, so much for your help. I'm so glad that you found everything to be normal. I'll take care of this from now on. Goodbye. We got up and walked out. And her jaw literally fell open. She went. I put her on thyromin, which is a glandular that has iodine naturally, and some oils, and using the color of iodine is, guess what color energetically? It's lemon. Oh. So if you take iodine and you excite it, the frequency that it will expose itself to be, like a fingerprint, is predominantly in the spectrum of lemon, which is not, here's, so this is yellow. This is, would not be that accurate. And this is green. The color lemon is the frequency of the two together. Well, I've got to do it like this so you don't, that's the color lemon. And that's the frequency when you eat lemon that energetically your body starts to project, because that lemon tree absorbed the frequency of lemon from the sunlight. That's what photosynthesis is. Plants take sunlight energy and trap it into foods or into vitamins or essential oils, and they become like a battery that, instead of holding electricity, a food holds a color, and lemons and limes hold the frequency lemon, and it's that lime green color that induces or makes your body cleanse. It's the, you know, so if you just sat under that color consistently on and off, not at, you know, 24 hours a day, it's an hour on, 2 hours off, an hour on, 2 hours off. If you do that, your body will go into a cleanse.
Okay. So if I had that, like while I'm in my office working during the day and I turned it on and off, is that the same or?
Yes. Do I need? But you can't be in a, like I have a halo here, as you can see coming off. It's far too bright in here to do color. You would, right. You know, I have, when I'm doing my Zoom classes, sometimes people in, you know, well, they have color lamps. In fact, here is my latest color lamp. This is sort of, as you can see, they're considerably smaller than what you would have seen then. This is a 14. Oh, this is a 14 watt bulb, and it's as bright as 150 watt halogen, not a halogen, incandescent bulb, about as bright as 100 watt halogen bulb. But it's only 14 watts, and it's a full spectrum from, you know, like it's the equivalent to daylight. And here is where you slide your filters into. Where did I? They go right into this slot here. If I can do this right, they just fit in there, and then you turn it on and project the light onto your body. That's instead of eating, putting food in your mouth, you're shining light onto your body, because the food you put in your body through your mouth, as it's being digested and ripped apart, the light that put it together is released. So all healing mechanisms or modalities are just color therapy at some level, whether it's massage, it's essential oils. Like the way they test an essential oil is what's through what's called a gas chromatograph, which measures the light that the oil emits when they burn it. And you put an oil on your skin, passes through your skin into your bloodstream. That takes about 1 to 3 seconds to get about 75-80% of it. Its half-life of an oil is 10 minutes. So that means if you've got one drop in your bloodstream, in 10 minutes, it's a half a drop. 10 more minutes, it's a quarter. 10 more minutes, it's an eighth, a 16th, and so on. After about 2 hours, it's gone. Well, where did it go? And you'll ask people, where did it go? Just drift off into the ethers? No, it's been metabolized. It's burned. So plants take sunlight and take water, H2O, and carbon dioxide, CO2, split those molecules apart and make organic compounds, essential oils, vitamins. And when we metabolize them in our body, they revert back to H2O and CO2, water and carbon dioxide. And when it does that, it releases the light that the plants use to make it. And this is such a simple process to understand and go, well, now I understand why color therapy works. And I go, because that's all you've ever done your whole life. In the beginning, it was in the Bible, it says, not that I'm preaching from the Bible, but it says, let there be light. And there was light. And that was the Big Bang. All there was light in the beginning. And so matter is just light that's at rest, in a sense. And they, you know, Einstein's equals MC squared created the atom bomb, which is you can take a little bit of matter and you turn it into pure energy. It'll make a lot of energy. And, you know, like that's makes explosions, of course, when you do it all at one time like that. Nuclear power plants do it at a much slower process.
I love that. So if people are using essential oils, how often would you say that they need to use them if we're going to metabolize them?
I've had people where I've put oils on them, and just with one application of maybe 2 or 3 oils, their problem is gone indefinitely. Mm. Just one time. Yeah. I mean, I'll do Vitaflex. I've had people do you remember when in Brisbane, yes. You remember there were two people that were deaf that came up to the, front, and both people got their hearing back from me doing the hearing technique.
I do remember that. Yeah.
And people were crying and weeping because it was so miraculous. And I was like, hey, if you remember, I went, people, hey, listen here. I said, do you see what I just did? I invited these people up who are deaf. Did I bring them up so that they could remain deaf or that maybe they could hear again? And I said, did you see what I did? I stuck my fingers in their ears and shook their head around for 30 seconds. I can teach you this in 5 minutes in my class. Yeah. Sign up. And people went, yeah. And it was, it's just that simple, some of this stuff. And this has been my biggest sort of block to being able to help people, because it's too unbelievable that you could have deaf people in 30 seconds have their hearing come back. I did that also in Melbourne. There was a woman came up. And people go like, how is that possible? I go, the body want the healing is of a higher frequency or vibration than disease. So just use a higher frequency and let the body heal. You know, if you ever, like I knew Gary Young personally and spent time with him and treated him a few times and stuff. I mean, the guy was a genius. He's the most extraordinary human I've ever known. And he would, and I'm so grateful for having him, in my life and stuff. And just because when I started using the oils with the work, it was just like the icing on the cake. And I was the one that taught him how essential oils worked with color therapy, because I have a background in chemistry and physics. I wanted to be an astrophysicist. That's why the whole thing about, you know, an eclipse chaser.
Yes. And, we had that phone conversation before we started the show today.
So, you know, with oils, you know, usually within a couple hours, they're gone. And sometimes whatever your problem is might be gone for good. Sometimes you might have to do it every day. You might have to do it a few times a day. Mm-hmm. When I'm working with people, it's not just to treat them as a physical entity, because that's the lowest vibrational frequency sort of in our totality of who we are. Yeah. So we're mind, body, and spirit. And you can, doesn't matter where you start. The Master Cleanse seems to be a very physical therapy, but people wake up and have very spiritual experiences. I was an atheist and I'm not religious, but I am spiritual now. I have a whole different concept of what God is, but I believed that people who believed in God were emotional cripples and needed help. And it was day 40 of the cleanse after I took my training. I'm going like this and go, oh, I wake up and I say to my girlfriend at the time, we later married, and I went, there's a God out there. I'm an atheist and I'm saying this, and I'm like kind of distressed by believing this. And I've known many people who have come to a much greater spiritual awareness or connection to the universe after doing this, because as you heal physically, like you said, you get clear, you know, more clarity, mental clarity of mind, and you think, you know, it's easier to think. From there, you wake up spiritually. So, and I don't care if you start spiritually or you start physically or you start emotionally, it doesn't matter where you start, but you got to cover all three bases there. And oils you can use on the emotional level to stir stuff up. I mean, I once had a client here with cancer, and like she was had a lot of sadness, and I put some joy on her.
Oh.
And she started crying. Why am I crying? You just put joy on me. I said, how can you be happy when you've got all this sadness behind you? Yeah. I said, let the sadness out and the joy will fill itself. That hole will fill up with joy. We just got to get let that go. I remember I had another woman with cancer. And she came to me after just 3 days on the cleanse. And I said, how's it going? She said, I've just been crying for 3 days. I went, wonderful. What do you mean? I said, you're finally getting in touch with what's causing your cancer. Yeah. Cancer, if you read Louise Hay, is deep secret or grief eating away at the self, carrying hatreds, long-standing resentment, or what's the use? That's all it is. Mm-hmm. And people go, that's not possible. You just listen to people who have cancer and it becomes very... I've predicted people's cancer. My wife, in fact, developed cervical cancer. They wanted to do a hysterectomy immediately. Mm. And she was going to do it. And I said, they had freaked her out. I wouldn't go to the doctor with her. And she said, I'm supposed to have a hysterectomy tomorrow or the next day. And I went, go on the Master Cleanse, use the color therapy, do the emotional work. I'd been talking to her for 6 months about the emotional trauma that she had. And she would say, shut up, leave me alone. I'm not talking to you about this. Well, now she had no choice. So instead of a hysterectomy, she had a baby 9 months to the day of the diagnosis and had a second baby 11 months later.
Oh,
so beautiful. And she's still alive today and still has her uterus. So, and that's 42 years ago that happened, you know. So I'm not just somebody who talks about this stuff. I've lived it. I've worked with, you know, my family. Not that my family necessarily listens to me. I've had...
they don't.
Like leukemia is typically gone in 10 days on the Master Cleanse. And I have an aunt who died from leukemia and a cousin. Mm. And, they were just like thinking I was trying to murder them by telling them to do the cleanse. And the thing is, as they say, you can bring a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. And so I just hand people this information. I'll say, here's what will heal you if you're willing to take the effort. And, you know, people who know me, like kind of family, go, well, how could you know this? You're not a doctor. I go, that's exactly what I am. I'm an NMD, not a medical doctor.
Yeah, they're the kind of people I want to see. Tom, one of the questions I get asked a lot when I'm telling them about my experience with the Master Cleanse, and you're telling them through the process of the 10 days, 3 days coming off it, they all ask, do you have to do it for the 10 days. And I tell them, don't even bother if you're not going to commit to the 10 days. So what's your opinion about the 10 days?
I'm laughing because this comes up so often. And
so often.
People, because on my group, people say, why can't I do it 7 days? I said, well, if it were a 7-day cleanse, people would say, Tom, why can't I do it 5 days? And if we're a 5-day cleanse, why can't I do it 3 days? Well, if I can do three, why can't I do it 1 day? And I go, well, then just don't do it. And it's a minimum 10 days, because when you do 10 days, the experience that you have with it will be very truthful in the sense of what you're going to get from this. If you do it for 3 days and stop, no, you're not going to have an idea of how effective it is and what it can do for you. Do 10 days. I mean, I had a client who did, she's a testimonial in my book, 372 consecutive days.
Wow.
Gary Young, to starve himself to death, went on the cleanse for 256 days in a row and got up and walked away from his wheelchair and went on to start Young Living. We wouldn't even be talking if their master cleanse wasn't around.
Yeah, exactly. I would still be trapped in pain in a corporate job I hate with IBS and being on antidepressants. I honestly would hate to think about how my life would have turned out if it wasn't for Young Living and meeting you and the master cleanse. So 10 days, tell them, just do it.
A minimum 10 days. And the thing is, I've had many people think they do 10 days and they go, can I do it for longer? I go,
yes.
Of course you can. And they'll do 20 and 30 and 40 days. I've had people say, I'll die if I do 3 days. I just go 3 days. I say, just try it for three. And they do 40 days. And then I've had people say, I'm going to do 40 days. And they don't last 3 days.
Yes.
So it's the thing is that the master cleanse gets to your emotional stuff pretty quick. You can't, like, if you smoke, if you drink coffee, if you do alcohol or, you know, recreational drugs, you eat junk food, you eat sugary things. These are all means, I call them, like, they're not comfort foods, they're discomfort foods, and they're to cover up your discomfort. And when you can't eat or consume or utilize those things, what happens? Your discomfort comes up. And so you have to kind of go, well, what is this? Why am I feeling this discomfort? And it's because you're not facing an issue in your life. And I mean, I've had people where I'm treating them and all of a sudden they remember sexual abuse or physical abuse or some traumatic event in their life that they had no memory of consciously. And all of a sudden it comes up. I've worked with people that I've been able to expose some of this stuff to them. They go, how do you know this? I go, your body speaks to me. As I do Vitaflex, the body will, whatever, when specific pressure points hurt, it will reveal what part of the body is hurting and what part of the body hurts. If you read Louise Hay, you can, like, putting a puzzle together. I like to tell this story where I was out with a woman. We were shopping. Yes, we were out shopping and it was in the evening. And we went into this women's boutique and I go in there and I went, oh boy, we'll be here for a while. And there was one woman working there and she was quite tall and really quite attractive, really beautiful. And I started a conversation with her, just talking about, you know, whatever. And I noticed her hand and we were talking. She said, this isn't my job. She said, I work as a flight attendant and my close friend owns this business and Thursday night shopping now. So it was only one night shopping. And she said, I work for her. I looked so that she doesn't have to work. So, you know, 7 days a week or whatever. And so she said, I'm just filling in for her in the evening. And I went, oh yeah. And I said, noticed her hand. And I said, can I ask you a personal question? And she goes, yeah. I said, did you just get out of a sexual relationship with somebody where you got into some kinky sex and you rather regret having gotten involved and you feel guilty? And she says, how do you know? I said, your hand. What about my hand? And she held up her, I said, show me your hand. Across these two fingers, that morning, by accident, she was cutting something and she sliced these two fingers. She was a gash across these two fingers. And this finger is what? Anger and sexuality, like screw you. And this finger is unions and grief about relationships. So I just went, oh, this is around sex. She's angry. It's about a relationship because it's, you know, she cut herself. That's violence against the self, which is, you know, that's guilt. Bleeding is joy running out of your life. So I just connected the dots and then said, this is Louise Hay's work. And then she wouldn't talk to me anymore after that. She was like, oh boy. She thought I was a mind reader, and I'm not a mind reader. I'm a body reader.
Right.
The body never lies. You can't always trust what comes out of, you know, your client's mouth, but you can trust what's going on in their body. The body always reveals the truth.
Yeah, I know when I had the Vitaflex technique session with you, that was my first introduction to that. And I like to talk, but the conversation went, you would touch a spot, it would hurt, I would say, ow, and then you would tell me why that was hurting. And you were 100% spot on, and it blew me away. And I know when I first did the Master Cleanse, my gums were really sore. And I was having a lot of problems with my gums. And my mom was privileged that she got your last appointment when you traveled to Cairns. I think you were booked out. And our friend Hazel, who was kind of the leader in Cairns at the time, she's like, please, will you see one more person? And you saw my mom. And I'm like, Mom, ask him why my gums are sore. And I can't remember. Do you remember what the gums are off the top of your head?
Yeah. Indecisiveness.
Indecisiveness, yeah.
Should I, you know, so when I'm talking to people on my Zoom calls and I'll play The Clash, should I stay or should I go now? If I stay, there will be trouble. If I stay or if I go, it will be double, you know. So it's, and I'll explain why that is. So your teeth, same thing with teeth. So what is the most rigid thing in your body, the most fixed thing? Your teeth. Your teeth have to fit together all the time the same to chew. And when you become indecisive, like, oh, should I do this or should I, your teeth start to do this, you know, you because you're not being fixed. You can't, you know, it's like I've seen people where, like, well, my wife, when we were in Mexico City and I saw some artwork and I went, I want that one. I went, geez, I don't want that one as well. And she said, you're not going to think about it? I said, I already did. I thought about it and said, I want it. And like, you know, and she's kind of one of these people, she'll make a decision and then an hour later she goes, oh, is that the right thing? Should I have done something? And that's this, you know, and she has some problems with her teeth and stuff. And not to say that I haven't, you know, been indecisive about things as well. It's just that the body is the roadmap to the unconscious mind. And it's like we're talking about, I think the word came up, understanding. When people have problems with their feet, it's issues about understanding. And I thought about it and went, oh, your feet stand under you. Like the whole weight of your body rests on your feet. And so when you have issues of understanding, people say, I don't get this, I don't understand this. And then they wonder why they have problems with their feet. And I just say, start to say, I get it. I understand. I get it. I understand. And then you will.
Yes.
And then your problems go away.
Can I go back to the gum issue? As you were telling me that, I remembered what the indecisiveness was for me at the time.
Yes.
I was in a on and off toxic relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I swear that the Master Cleanse gave me the courage and confidence, and I ended that relationship once and for all. And just my life just kept changing after that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, as soon as you told that to my mom and my mom relayed the message, I was like, that's it.
And so the bleeding is not having a lot of joy about being indecisive. Decision, it all fixed itself, did it not? I bet.
You're right. It did. I made the decision. In that moment, I just knew on a soul level that when I heard those words, the Master Cleanse gave me so much clarity. And when you were talking about before about, you know, a journey to becoming spiritual, at the time I was... probably would have said I was agnostic. Like I was raised in the Catholic Church. As a good young Italian Catholic girl, went 12 years of Catholic school. And I think it was 2 months before I met you, my father just passed away as well. So I was going through a lot of grief, very angry at God, trying to work out who God was. And the Master Cleanse definitely also propelled me on a very spiritual journey. And I love everything about it. And Tom, I could sit here and I could probably talk to you for 100 more hours because I have many more questions. But I think what we're going to do is we're going to wrap up today. And if it's okay, can we get you back on the show at another time?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, I rarely do one podcast with anybody. Sometimes it's two or three because there's so many questions that people have.
So many questions. And I want to let people really digest the information. We've given them a lot to process today. I know that's how I felt when I first did the Master Cleanse. So please go ahead and pop your comments in. If you're watching this on YouTube, pop them in the comment section. You know, send me your questions. So next time we get Tom back on the show, we can get any other future questions answered. Tom, people should connect with you. So what is the best way to do that? Whether it be through wanting to know more about the Master Cleanse or wanting to work with you for the Vitaflex technique, how can people work with you?
Well, you can go to my website.com, vitagem.com, and you can, if you want a consultation, you can book a half an hour. If you want a Vitaflex treatment, which I do over Zoom, which we didn't get into that. I've had some very dramatic sessions with people who have had, I had a pilot for 30 consecutive years of back pain, and his partner bought him a session with me and it completely went away. I have a testimonial from him. He was astounded that he had done 30 years of medical intervention and nothing worked until I pretended to do a treatment over Zoom. And it's called fourth dimensional Vitaflex. You're just projecting it, as I say, through the Ethernet, not the internet, the Ethernet.
I love that.
And you can go there. My email is tom@vitagem.com. But I was going to say, if people want to join one of my cleanse groups, I've got one starting in April. I think the April the 11th or 12th is my next group starting. And there is a promo code CLEANSE, all in caps, will give you a $20 discount. And if you get 16 1-hour, well, I do come on for at least an hour every day for 16 days. I'll answer your questions if you need a little bit of Vitaflex, if you need some help. But I guide people through the Master Cleanse. And I've had many hundreds of people do it and do it successfully. I've had several women who have who've done 100 days in a year. They do every cleanse that I do. And just stuck with it. Yeah, it's been amazing the number of people who have been really committed. Many people have said, I've never been successful with the cleanse until I came onto your Zoom calls. And with your support and guidance and information, you made it easy.
Yeah. And can I just say that what a blessing for you to offer that, because I know it can feel like a lonely journey. And so many questions, so much stuff will literally come up and out of you and you want to know what it's going on. And I think my journey would have been different had you had, maybe you did offer, I don't know if that was available back in 2012.
No, Zoom it was
wasn't
not.
Really back then.
When COVID came, this all started with COVID.
With COVID, yeah.
And I've just been doing it ever since 2020.
That's awesome. Tom, thank you so much. I'm going to pop all your links in the description for people to click on. And please go ahead, do the Master Cleanse. What I say to people is, I take my vacation and time off for healing. I don't want to take time off to manage sick care. I want to take time off for health maintenance. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's just getting into a different mindset of what the Master Cleanse can do for you, especially if you have been struggling with an illness or a disease for a very long time. Take 2 weeks off and it can forever change your life. I mean, the first time I did it, I worked in a corporate job and I took the Friday and Monday off in the middle of it just because, I mean, I was doing great. Like I mentioned, the energy, the mental clarity. I did it because I actually needed a break from my colleagues and their negativity. I needed to detox from them. So please go ahead. Tom, I am so grateful for you coming on the show today. And it's just been a real honor and a privilege to be able to talk to you.
Well, thank you so much. It was a pleasure to be here and look forward to doing it again.
Awesome. Thank you. And to all of our audience, Have a great day and stay well. Thank you for joining us on the show today. If you like this episode, make sure to give it a thumbs up, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you never miss an episode.